Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Game Week 7 Q&A with myself and a very glamorous Sam who has come straight from the PL studios to grace us with her presence on the stream. How are you, Sam?
I don't know what's the matter with me today. I'm really sorry in advance, guys. I am in the world's weirdest mood. So anything could happen on this stream today.
You were weird last week as well. Well, you said you felt weird. You said you felt quite hyper. Maybe it's just the Friday 4 p.m.
I think it's seeing you as. I think I build up to seeing your handsome face on a Friday afternoon. And then I'm like, right, now is the moment I get to see him. So in that like 10 minutes coming up to 4 o'clock.
I feel quite serious today. I've had quite a serious day. I've conducted an interview for work. I've been doing kind of quite grown up things.
Have you?
Yeah, and I'm in a polo shirt and everything. I feel quite.
You do look smart.
Yeah.
We both look like we've made an effort for this stream.
I know. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit odd. Normally we just look like a mess.
Yeah, well, we made an effort for the viewers. Let's say hello to a few people. Let's say hello to Pajita, who says, good evening. Very nice. Fro says, looking good, Sam.
Thank you. It's very what nice. Professional makeup artists do for you.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Heather says, afternoon. Josh Tan, here we go. Nice. Getting in the zone. Pajito again, here we go again. Very nice. Good to see you all in the chat. Get your questions in for us. I don't know what your team's like, Sam, but mine is an absolute mess.
How many flags?
Let me tell you. I have got... Right,
it's
I've got
week.
Saliba, Botman, Saka, Maddison, Chilwell, Bulldog, and Mbeumo, who's not flagged but isn't going to play.
So you've got seven. Two, three, I've four. Got I've got four of those.
It's embarrassing. The wild card. The trouble is, they're all kind of like I can see them all playing. Like I can see Saliba, Maddison, Saka, Botman, all starting, and if they all start, my team looks quite good. But it's do I take the risk and hope they all start, or do I wildcard and get ahead of the curve a little bit?
Maddison starts,
yeah. I think Saka's been training today, hasn't he? So I imagine that he plays because they haven't got too many options, really.
Well, they've everyone else is injured, aren't they? So
yeah, I think they need him. Saliba had a knock. I think he's probably fine. I think Botman's the worry. If he's actually got a kind of a knee issue and they've got the Champions League coming, I think he's maybe... is the riskiest one of the flags I've got.
But how much do you think that the Botman thing is... He doesn't have an understudy. So if he doesn't play him, gives him a rest in the League Cup, and then they lose... is this just how kind of giving that moment of rest to Botman when he really needs it ahead of what are going to be some big fixtures coming up?
Why does he need it? Why does he need a rest? He's a centre-back. He barely had to do anything in the 8-0 win.
Well, he scored a goal.
I mean, they've got the Cels, haven't they? The Cels played pretty well in the cup.
Mm.
He could come in. I mean,
I think he'll be all right.
You think he'll be all right? Yeah, I think he probably will be as well. But there's just that uncertainty, isn't there? So, yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing. RT Whitby says Sack will play half dead. Neil on Team News video earlier says he thinks Botman will play.
He'll play, yeah.
Ed did as well. FPL Alexander Arnold says Botman starts. J77 Lagos says so as is wildcarding. Do you know what?
I
hate wildcarding like a day before the deadline because I've missed loads of, but I'm gonna wildcard to the same team if I do it this week or next. So right. It's kind of like, do I just do it now? I mean, I've already lost out on Diaby, went up last night. Mubama went down. I've lost more value on him. Oh, it's just it's such a frustrating season. I'm not having a good time at all. Son's flagged as well, but we're
he's fine as well. They've both been training. I don't think there's any need for them to be flagged, really.
Yeah. Josh Tan thinks I'm going to wildcard with Kulusevski. Not currently in the draft that I put together. I did mention him. The Kulu draft was there if I didn't go for Son. Because I was
double up with Madders.
Yeah, I was seeing what I could do if I didn't go for Son or if I didn't go for Salah. Because obviously they're pricey, you know, the priciest assets after Haaland. But I think I just stick with both of them and free up some cash elsewhere. Not that I've got a lot. FPL Lighthouse says, do I do Saka to Salah for a -4? I have the bench to cover him. In Madison and cash, benching Madison.
What? Benching Madison?
Got a bone to pick with you, by the way. So not sure and can get Saka back by selling Rashford if I do. I mean, if you sell Saka, you're not going to get him back, are you? Because the fixtures are pretty rough for him. Saka to Salah for a -4? What do you think?
Not now he's trained.
Mm.
If you'd have asked me that question this morning, I probably would have said yes. But not now he's trained. I'd rather sell Rashford for Salah. Mm. Would you not?
I wouldn't sell either of them this week for Salah.
Mm. No, I mean, that's the other thing, isn't it? You just wait for next week and do it next week when the Liverpool fixtures go nice. That's what I'm planning to do about Salah.
It's just brutal, though, because like Saka's going down tonight and Salah looks like he's going up. Mm-hmm. So again, if you've got money, you know, that could be a 2.2 swing. And they're all adding up so much. 0.1 here, 0.1 there. Cash has gone up. Trippier's gone up. You know, Son's going up at some point. It's like... People are waiting to wildcard again week 9 and 10. And by the time they do, the team is going to be impossible to reach. Really tough. But no, FPL Lighthouse, I think we both agreed. I think we've seen an image of Saka in training today. That would be enough for me to hold him this week and not hit him out.
Me too.
Yeah. FPL underscore L Hadary says, Saka, Botman, Saliba, Baldock flags. Yeah, pretty similar to me. No Spurs or Villa. So no Madison or Son. Should I wildcard? Roll with one free transfer. Willing to transfer out Vlad or take out Bruno, Mbeumo, Sterling, Colwell, Flecken, Estupinian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, Baldock, you don't... Hopefully he's not a priority sell for you.
No.
If I had no Spurs or Villa... I still think you can wait a week. You can wait a week on Spurs and Villa. They're not easy fixtures for them, but then they get really good from next week.
No, but also I look at the other players that you've got there. Like, do you see Chelsea keeping a clean sheet against Fulham? Maybe they do. But do I see them scoring goals against Fulham? I'm not sure I do. Like, I could see that game being 0-0.
I've got it down as a 0-0.
Yeah. So Sterling feels like a bit of a... I don't really understand Brentford at the moment. Like, I think the Rico Henry injury is huge. It's affected them massively in terms of not just the way that they defend, but the way that they play generally seems to be all out without him there. Like that game against Everton, they were all at sea and it ended up with Mbeumo playing in kind of wing back. It was weird. And I think not having Henry there does have an impact on Flecken and whether you would want him or not. And I think that over the next few weeks, the Areola-Leno combination looks absolutely perfect because you mostly play Areola through this lovely set of fixtures that West Ham have got, but on the couple of games where they've got difficult fixtures, Leno's got a really nice one. Like I think at the point where I can't remember who West Ham have got, but at the same time Fulham play Sheffield United, for example. So it works out quite nicely. So you could absolutely do that. And then you've got a really nice keeper for this week as well. I don't know. See, with that team of midfielders, I think I would be tempted to pull the button this week because there is a lot of issues there that you could fix by wildcarding.
It's really tough with Sterling because it's Fulham and Burnley next. They're two of the bottom teams right at the bottom of defensive data. I mean, Chelsea can't score. That's their issue.
Problem.
And we've been saying it kind of all season.
Mm-hmm. In midweek, like when Jackson was available to play, they weren't convincing. They won and they scored a goal. But that's the first goal they scored all month.
It's just Saka though, isn't it? If I was wildcarding this week, I wouldn't go with Saka. But he's been training and he's playing Bournemouth. it's a risky, risky sell. Like, you could build a really good wildcard team and then Saka hits double digits and it's all pointless.
Do you think Saka will hit double digits? I worry about the rest of that Arsenal team.
Well, that's true.
There's so many injuries there this week. Like, so if Saliba doesn't make it, and you've got then problems with Trossard, Martinelli, you've got problems, they've got another one as well, haven't they? There's another flag in there. Can't think who it is now. So there is a lot of issues in terms of that Arsenal team. And I just kind of look at it and go, how's Arteta going to play this one? Because obviously midweek, they've got the Champions League, which is going to be really important to them. And then next weekend, they've got that huge game against Manchester City. So he's going to need to win this weekend against Bournemouth. That's for absolute certainty. But how much effort does he put in? Like, if they go one up, do you think he's going to risk keeping Saka on? If they go two, if they go two up, Saka surely just gets withdrawn.
Well, Arsenal's flags at the moment are Saliba, who I think we both think is probably going to play, right? He's had a knock. But
I think so.
I'd be surprised to see him not in the starting 11. They've got Saka, who is orange flagged on FPL, but we've seen him train. So he's either kind of saved or taken off early or something like that, we think. Rice is their major.
The other one, yeah.
Big, big player for them, obviously. Martinelli, major doubt. Vieira, a doubt as well. Creativity in the middle as a replacement. Trossard's a doubt as well. So that is a good point that I haven't really seen much, is that even if Saka is fit to play, is the fact the team is so in trouble with the injuries, does that make him less of a good option?
Well, see, because against Spurs last weekend, it was different because although they had a couple of injuries for, and we didn't know about Trossard ahead of the deadline, but they obviously had the Martinelli problem. But you kind of looked at the team and went, well, there's still plenty of creativity there because you've got Saka, you've got Odegaard, you've got Jesus, you've got plenty of other people in that Arsenal team that can bring some creativity to the table. Roll forward a week, we've added Rice to the injury list, Vieira to the injury list, Trossard we now know is still on the injury list. Like, that's a big pile. So who's playing around him? Like, realistically, obviously Odegaard will be there. Saka, we hope, will be available. But then, and Jesus. But is Jesus 90-minute capable right now? Probably not. We've not seen that coming back from injury so far. He's been withdrawn earlier. So Reece Nelson, probably. Eddie Nketiah. Like, it's not Arsenal at their best. So I think they will go to just win against Bournemouth. I don't think it's going to be like an absolute smashing of Bournemouth, which is what I might have expected had they been going there fully fit.
Yeah,
and it does put me off Saka a little bit.
There's a few people saying that we haven't actually seen Saka trained. I've just looked on Twitter and I got by someone. It turns out it was an old training photo.
Oh.
Because bloody Aubameyang's in it. Who I didn't even notice. So we don't actually have any confirmation that Saka has been in team training.
No, today. I mean, in the conference this morning, he was talking about how they've got a training session this afternoon. So everybody's going to be looking at those training photos or looking for some photographs of the Arsenal training session this afternoon to see whether we see Saka in there. I mean, my honest opinion is that if Saka's not 100% ready, he won't risk him because the next two fixtures are so important. The Champions League fixture and the game against Man City are so important that I don't think he'd risk him. Maybe he's on the bench, but then if they're winning, he's not coming on.
The only thing is that Arteta has had history with this before. He has said in the past, Saka's got an injury. And I think every time he said that, Saka's gone on to play, which is why people are being a bit
cautious, and I get that.
Cautious and sceptical with the comments.
I get that. But I also think that, he was heavily limping at the end of the North London Derby. Like, he looked injured, didn't he, walking around the pitch at the end of the game. He didn't look right. The fact that he's not trained at all this week until maybe he might have been part of training this afternoon and missed it. Now, I don't think he was going to play the League Cup anyway, but missed the League Cup entirely. They're not hugely great signs. So I don't know. I'm still very torn on what to do about Saka because as someone who hasn't wildcarded yet, I am kind of thinking, well, if there's enough doubt over Saka, I could sell him this week, get in one of the West Ham boys who I'd really like to have, and then not have Saka for the game against Man City and then reinvest in him after that one, which makes sense to do. But it is risky because, like you say, it is a game against Bournemouth. And if he starts, I will be watching that going,
yeah. Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean that is the predominantly the questions that we're getting from the chat right now. Cuz here says Saka to Son or Salah. If you could do it for free, Saka to Son. Assuming we get no more news. I mean, that's the key. We might get some news tomorrow that he's travelled or whatever. But assuming no more news, would you take Saka out this week? That's, I guess that's the million-dollar question.
I think I probably would, yeah. It's part of the reason why I haven't made a transfer yet, because I was going to do Carl Morris in, but I haven't done it yet. So I missed the price rise on him yesterday because I keep looking at that midfield going, well, if Saka's not going to play, then that spot could be Son, it can be Salah, it can be whoever I want it to be. So that feels quite, and it could, or it could be one of the West Ham boys, and that feels nice. So it could go for a West Hammer this week and then move to Saka or West Hammer.
I like that.
To Son or Salah for the week after, when the fixtures are so nice for Spurs and for Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, Damien Brains is here. He says, hi, Az and Sam. Bowen, Ward-Prowse or Son for Saka for a -4. So again, the hits are being considered. I mean, the thing with Bowen and Ward-Prowse is it's an unbelievable game for them this week, you know, against a team that's just got thrashed 8-0.
Hard to know which one.
A team that's strong at set pieces. They've got Ward-Prowse, one of the best set piece takers in the league. Well, if not the best set piece taker in the league. Long term, though, I mean, if I was going to wildcard, I probably would take a punt on Ward-Prowse this week. But I think if you're planning for the medium term, surely Son is the one that you get, right?
I don't know. I really like the Ward-Prowse and Bowen picks. I really do. Like, I like the West Ham fixtures moving forward. I think they look really nice for weeks. This week's a lovely fixture. And I think for most managers, if you've probably got a Madison and you've probably got a Spurs defender in your team of some kind, so you do kind of have good investment in Tottenham moving forward. So I can kind of see why people are going for Bowen and JWP over Son. I mean, look, I do think Son's a good option. I do still have some concerns about whether he always plays in the number nine. Whereas with Bowen and JWP, you do know exactly where they're going to be.
Yeah. So would you do it then?
I'm really thinking about it. I mean, mine wouldn't be for a hit. I don't know if I'd do it for a hit. Yeah. Mine would just be the transfer out. And I would go for JWP for this week. Because
I just hate these things, because you always feel like you're going to make the wrong choice.
I know.
You're going to sell him and then you're going to see Saka starting. You'd be like, obviously he was fit to play. It's Arteta. He's a bastard with this kind of stuff. Or you don't sell him and then he's benched. You're like, of course he's benched. Arteta said he hadn't trained. I'm an idiot. Like, it's the most frustrating part of the
annoyingly, of the game, isn't it? I'm going to be on Sky around the deadline tomorrow, so I'm not even going to be able to necessarily wait until right at the death to make that call. I'm
could you hold up your jumper for what you just said? Oh, I'm going to be on Sky tomorrow. Really?
Hang on.
Ooh la la! There you go. Well, I was waiting for an opportunity to use that.
An ooh la la moment.
Ooh la la. Gianna Johnson, DRB.
I love DRB.
Is he a must-own? He's done well for you. Is he a must-own?
I think he will be. I don't think he is this week against Brighton. I think the Brighton fixture is difficult and it's lunchtime as well. I hate the lunchtime kickoffs. I don't like to be heavily invested in them. So I don't think you have to have DRB this week. But I think longer term, like from game week 8 onwards, you do want to be invested in Aston Villa. And in my opinion, DRB of the attacking assets is the best one. I think cash is the best one. But then I think of the attacking ones, it's DRB.
It's DRB or Watkins, isn't it? That's the choice. But DRB's like, what, 0.6 less? Something like that?
More than that.
No, he's 6.7 now.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Watkins has dropped.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I really, really like DRB. I like where he is on the pitch. He's so advanced. He's, you know, he's right up there for chances created. He's right up there for shots and attempts on goal. So he's got both parts of the deal. He's cheaper. I think with Watkins, there's a little bit of rotation risk with John Duran as well, which you don't necessarily have with DRB. So I'm all aboard the DRB train.
Maybe he would be, I think if I do pull the wild cards this week, Son, I think would be one of the first players because I want that Luton game, that captaincy option for Luton. I think DRB might even be second or third, you know, Haaland doesn't even count, but you know, DRB, I would not be wildcarding without DRB.
I totally agree.
The fixtures coming are so good. And, you know, it's annoying his price has gone up to 6.7. But he's still, I think, a 7.5 million player. So you're still, I think, getting a player just a little bit below their value. When we saw him at 6.5 at the start of the season, we all thought, okay, he has potential to really be a big player for us. So, yeah, you've done well to start with him. I mean, he's had one kind of big game, isn't he? That was
he's not
hauled.
Yeah, he's not really hauled in the way that I think the some of the performances have looked like he would haul, but he hasn't quite got the FPL points yet. But I do think over the next few weeks he will.
He was very close to an assist at the last weekend.
Yeah.
Mbeumo, what do we do with him? Paul Rimmer is thinking about Ward-Prowse or Bowen for Mbeumo. I wish I had the luxury to be dealing with someone like Mbeumo with the amount of flags that I've got. Since I brought Mbeumo in, two blanks.
Yeah, you've done to him what I did to Wissa.
Yep.
JWP, I would do. JWT for Mbeumo. I would do that. That's a bit of a no-brainer because it stays around the same price point. And then you've got the money that you know that you could potentially have used to upgrade Mbeumo to Bowen that you can use on getting Son or Salah or one of those other guys. I don't think you need to spend the extra. What have you done?
Just bit my tongue drinking water.
Oh, for goodness sake.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
Ow.
Is it bleeding?
Nah. It's all right. when the deadline ended last week, I looked at my team. First thoughts were Mbeumo to Ward-Prowse. That was the first thing I thought of with my team.
Yep.
And then I thought, oh, actually, I can afford Morris with Mbeumo to Morris. I can't believe there's been no questions about Morris. I thought it was going to be all Morris related, but it's all been Saka related. Come on, someone ask us a question about Morris.
It would have been. If Arteta today had said Saka's fit, all this stream would have been about Morris.
Yeah, so I actually would have probably done Mbeumo to Morris and then benched Mbeumo. But with the flags, I think if I don't wildcard, I have to make a defensive move because I've got too many flags in defence and not enough kind of replacement options.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Normally, my first thought is the one that is the best one, and then I go against it and do something else, and it goes terribly. That is my FPL season in a nutshell. well, seasons every year.
Oh, bless your heart.
So, if you offered me Mbeumo or Ward-Prowse this week, I'd bite your hand off for Ward-Prowse. I think he's a much better option.
Yeah, I really want Ward-Prowse this week. Like, I wanted Arteta to say that Saka's not available because then I would have just gone straight for Ward-Prowse. I think I am. I doubt myself on taking him out because it's Saka. Like, and if I had most others, like Mbeumo, I think if you don't have a flag shaped issue in your team, like if you're actually one of those lucky players that maybe has got Gabriel over Saliba, maybe you've got, I don't know, you've got one of the non-injured Newcastle defenders instead of Botman, then I think moving Mbeumo to James Ward-Prowse feels luxury, but I think it's really worth it this week.
Yeah, it's nice. We're getting some Morris questions.
Oh, here we go. In.
Is Morris rubbish? There you go. From Harry Dawson.
I mean, he can't be any worse than Dennis when everyone had him as captain.
No, he physically cannot do as badly as Dennis. No, that is exactly the worst it could possibly have gone. He's not rubbish. He's a Premier League striker.
He's got two penalties.
Yeah, he's got two penalties. His stats aren't great. Luton's stats aren't great. But the fixtures are there.
I was going to say, because Everton and Burnley's fixtures stats are also terrible. So their defensive numbers are awful. So there's no reason why he can't score against them both.
I think Luton could score in both of those games.
I do too.
And if they do, Morris is almost certainly going to be involved.
I agree.
And, you know, we're looking at Haaland and thinking he's the obvious captain, which he is. But on Black Box last night, Harry made a good point. Haaland gets two goals, gets a three bonus. Morris gets two goals over two fixtures, gets two or three bonus in each. Outscored him.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Morris scoring in each game isn't completely beyond the realms of possibility, given that it's Everton and Burnley.
And he's so lowly owned as well.
He is. I think he's a good differential.
I do.
I think the question is that Danish says here, is he a captain contender?
No. So the reality is, I don't know why I've gone so many no's, but the reality is that we had this conversation on the Fantasy Show this morning. Over the course of the week, when Luton play Everton and Burnley, I think they will score less goals than Man City will score. against Wolves.
Right.
Now, if so, say Luton can get one goal in each game. I don't see them getting multiple goals in each game. I think Haaland's got more than a brace in him, or more than two attacking returns in him.
Okay. I mean, if you think that, then you don't risk it. I agree.
And also, Morris is also a differential as it is. He's owned by like 1.9% of the game or something ridiculous. So you bring in Morris, he's a huge differential and he boosts your rank.
Yeah.
You don't have to hand in the armbands. I mean, if you do risk it and he does go off, then great. But he hasn't looked like going off so far.
You know what's going to happen? Haaland will get a goal and two bonus against Wolves. And there'll be Morris captainers. And Morris will blank against Everton. But then everyone will be saying, right, now he's playing Burnley. This is it. This is Morris's time. Brace, minimum. And you sit Tuesday night, you get your beer, you cancel all your plans, you sit down on the sofa, you start watching Luton versus Burnley, and you think, why the hell am I watching Luton versus Burnley? And 30 minutes passes, and it's the worst game of football you've ever watched in your life. Mm-hmm. 60 minutes passes.
Morris and you're still
off.
Waiting.
Morris goes off at 76 minutes. You lose your Kabore clean sheet in the 89th minute to a Brownhill scuffed shot.
Why are you doing this to us? I've got Kabore.
That's what happens. That's what happens in these double game weeks. I'm sorry.
So my personal view is that you invest in Luton and Burnley, they are differentials enough without you handing them the armband.
Yep.
So just give the armband to Haaland against Wolves, because he will score against Wolves, and enjoy the fact that he gets a goal, because Morris, he might get a penalty. We haven't seen him score from open play yet. So,
yeah. No, I mean, that's true. I mean, there was one. So, Carl Valencia says, is Morris a minor or major future issue if brought in? There is no way I'd be bringing in Morris if I'd already wildcarded. The only reason I'd be bringing him in would be if I planned to wildcard next week or the week after, because you don't want to keep him. He's not worth the spot, Morris, going forward. The fixtures aren't great after this double. His stats are rubbish. Luton are rubbish. He's a 1 week only for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
you're so all over the place with Morris.
No, I'm not.
Do you love Morris? Do you hate Morris?
Well, the one thing I would say about Morris is that I agree with you in terms of he's a 1 week wonder, as in I'm only going to start him this week. But next week, he could just sit on my bench. It's not like he's really expensive and I have to feel the need to play him. He's 5.6 or whatever he is. So he can sit on my bench.
That's a lot.
No, but he can sit on my bench for a week if I want to. Or I've got money in the bank. I just move him on again next week. Like, I might wildcard in the international break. I might wait and wildcard in the next international break. I might wait and wildcard when City blank. I don't know yet.
I think you're underestimating how much of a problem Morris could be.
See, I just don't see
it. You've got a 5-7 million forward on your bench, and if you've got no other issues, okay, fine, you use a transfer and move him on. Look at all the flags this week.
Yeah, but
you'll get stuck with him.
But I don't think my team... You see, the thing is that I think a lot of the players that I've got in my team already are players that... I know, Michael, you're right. A lot of the players that I've got in my team already are players that people are wildcarding to bring in. So I'm kind of looking at them going, well, I don't really feel like there's a massive problem with my team. What? Luton aren't going to pop off and start scoring goals, though, are they?
Mr. Costa raises a great question. What if Luton pop off and start scoring goals?
And what if Luton score
four goals against Everton?
Where have you been? What have you been watching? Because I've not seen anything from Luton that suggests they're going to score four goals against Everton. Yeah. No, if anything, I saw a better performance from Everton.
Everton looked good the last two games. Yeah.
Last weekend and in the League Cup, I saw Everton looking... I was going to say decent. I don't think I'll go that far. Half decent.
I think we're agreed that Morris is a kind of a fun differential this week. We wouldn't go near the captaincy on him, but hopefully he gets... you know, an attacking return in each game, but keep it on Haaland. But I do think we disagree, because I think if you've used your wild card, I can imagine him sitting in your team and being a problem.
But if you've used your wild card recently, okay, so just hear me out for a second. I know we've spoken about this a lot, but if you've used your wild card recently, so say like last week, then your team is set. All the last couple of weeks, it's set up, it's ready, because you're not going to do anything really different last 2 weeks to what you do now if you wild card. It is the reality. So your team is set up. So you'd have no other transfers to make. So why can't you bring Morris in and then take him out again? The Morris hokey-cokey. Well, it's like Morris dancing. in, out, shake it all.
The trouble is you're having to take money out of other positions.
But you just told me he's going to score four goals.
I didn't say he'd score four goals. I said, what if he scores four goals?
So he's worth bringing in.
He's not going to score four goals. I mean, that is. No. I mean,
this whole season.
Gee whiz is here. With a striker that hasn't even amassed one XG. Yeah, his underlying stats.
I like the nabrov at the end.
A really poor. Yeah, nabrov. I thought I'd avoid that. Just
I'll go for it. I'm in that mood.
I don't need that soundbite. I've got enough.
That's going to be gee whiz. Will clip that. That'd be just me getting nabrov.
It's better than bad boy Madison. To be fair,
he's sort of thing he might say.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that hasn't been clipped, to be fair.
I know, so am I.
Nobody's done that yet. Absolutely. Oh, God. Did you see
Mark and Andy's one?
Which one?
I don't know if I can say it on this stream. It's a family friendly one. Mark said something unintentionally, an innuendo.
Right.
He was doing a stream with Andy North.
Right.
And he said that he was in FPL mode. As in FPL mode. And Andy was like, I'm sorry, what? It was very good. Someone clipped it. If you haven't seen that, it's...
Mark, oh, please send me that at the end of the stream.
Mark just loses it.
I've lost it now. It's made me laugh.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh, I love that. I know. I can imagine Mark saying it so innocently as well.
He does, yeah. It's on his face. He's like, excuse me?
dear.
Delia says if Morris scores four goals, she'll give £40 to charity.
Okay, great. I mean, over the course of the season, can we go with that? Because I think Mike got four over the season.
It was FPL Rank Chaser who clipped Andy and Mark's exchange. So check
I need
out,
to watch that.
Check out FPL Rank Chaser's Twitter. Go through that. Very amusing. Eunice Fitness, Calvert-Lewin. Think about Calvert-Lewin.
See, I sort of like this pun because all this talk about Luton, they are rubbish. So there is a very good chance that Everton do get something out of this game. I think Everton probably beat Luton the way that Everton are playing right now, the last week. Calvert-Lewin has made such a difference coming back to them, hasn't he? Because he's
always does. And then he gets injured.
Then he gets injured again. So you have to, I mean, a bit like we've just said with Morris, you know, if you bring in Calvert-Lewin, be prepared to take him out again in a couple of weeks when he's injured, because that's inevitable, it feels like. But whilst he's fit and he's got a nice fixture this week against Luton, you could. I mean, do I think there are better punts this week? Yes, but quite like
putting you on the spot. How much is Calvert-Lewin in FPL?
He's cheap. 6.4.
Less. He's 5.8.
Is he?
He's dropped two. So that's your Morris runaway.
So he was six, potentially. Was he? I thought he was 6.5 at the start of the season. No, I knew he'd had a price drop. Interesting.
He was six. Yep. Oh, Delia says she'll give £10 to charity for each goal Luton score this double game week. You'll probably be just as wealthy after the game weekends. Delia, don't worry too much.
I mean, as long as the charity haven't got to pay Delia for every goal that they concede.
what a hustle that would be. I will give the Mind charity £10 for every goal Luton score, but they have to give me £10 for every goal Luton concede. Smart.
Love that.
Smart, yeah. Right, what else we got? We've got about 7 minutes left.
How much percentage of this chat do you think we spent talking about Morris and Luton?
Not enough.
Have you got any double game weekers?
No.
Are you going to get one?
Nope.
None?
Well, it's Trippier or Kabore if I make a move.
Trippier's the most transferred in. He's going to blank.
Yeah, that's true. I doubted the curse last week and then City went down to 10 men.
Never doubt the curse, Az.
No, the curse is real.
The curse is real.
Am I really going to get Kabore over Trippier? That seems like a bad move. you know when you just inherently know that something is a bad decision? That's how I feel about Chilwell to Kabore.
How have you still got Chilwell? I told you last week to sell Chilwell.
I think he'd have played if he hadn't got injured. If he hadn't got injured. He did all right. He did all right.
He wasn't injured last weekend. He was on the bench. He got injured in the League Cup.
That's what I mean. I think he would have played Fulham because Gusto got injured and he had to shuffle things around. I think Chilwell would have come in.
I told you last week.
Yeah, you're
right.
I
wasn't going to play.
Well, I wasn't going to bring. I wasn't going to bring this up, Sam. But do you know what else you said last week?
Yeah, I told everyone to bench Son. I know.
Yeah.
But only because we debated Eze and Son for a while, didn't we? And eventually we were kind of like, oh, Eze probably could bench Eze as well. I do appreciate that. But I did not keep Chilwell.
Well, I did.
Literally love the fact that Si was in our two group chats that we have with our patrons, basically telling each other what each other was saying.
Yeah, but I do you know who I sold last week?
Well, please somebody returned probably knowing you.
Reece James.
Why did you still have Reece James? Who did you get?
Botman.
Okay, well, that went all right.
Yeah, I did Jackson to Alvarez, which is a disaster. And then, oh God, I'm so bad at this game. I think I probably should just...
Jackson
was gonna...
to Alvarez wasn't a disaster. They both got one.
Yeah, but I took a four-point hit. I think the annoying thing was is that I did that classic thing of working out what I could have had if I... Because I put a wildcard team together and then bottled it. It was a 20 points difference, probably about a 0.7 swing in prices as well. And it would have been really nice. And I'd probably be about 2 million, 2.5 million. Which is
I have another
rubbish.
Question for you. When you bring Richarlison back?
He's dead to me. He had his chance. I saw a really good tweet. I saw a really good thing on Scout the other day. It was, if you're doing badly at FPL,
yeah,
know that it's not your fault, it's the player's fault.
What? You can't blame Richarlison. He's not even been in your squad for a while. In fact, when you took him out, he banged.
Yeah. No, I am...
So is it Reece James's fault? And Chilwell's fault.
Well,
Jackson's fault.
James, he's all right. It's not really his fault. Chilwell, yeah, it is Chilwell's fault. He shouldn't have annoyed Poch so much.
I have another question about Chelsea.
For some reason.
Why did they give Reece James the captaincy and Chilwell the vice captaincy when it was inevitable that they were both going to be injured at the same time?
Yeah.
Why
did he give Chilwell the vice captaincy and then say, oh, I don't actually like how you play?
No, I don't understand. What's going on?
I don't know. I hate this season. Why is David Monday in the chat?
He's probably come to check we're behaving. You're not talking about Charizard.
Go do some work.
Richarlison or whatever else it is that we've got to be talking about. We're on target, as we've had no problems. There's been no tech issues. We've not gone off on a tangent. Oh, we have gone ooh la la, actually. We did do that.
I pressed go live and we went live.
And we went live. David, we've done everything right.
This is the first stream I've done in ages that's had no problems.
Well, like, you said it now.
It's fine.
In a minute,
we've got 3 minutes to go.
What can happen in 3 minutes? Is Monday coming to have a question answered? Is that why he's here? Or is he just checking up on us?
I don't know. Why are you here, David? Let us know. Oh, dear. Jack Walker says he's done Esther Pinion to Kabore.
Oh, wow.
That's a bold move.
That is bold. Esther Pinion to Kabore is bold.
Villa beat us, I think, in that game.
I benched Estupiñán this week, and I will for the next couple of weeks probably, but from game week 10, you want him back.
Yeah.
But I don't hate that this week, because I'm benching him, so...
Yeah, it's the next three for Brighton from a defensive point. There's no way we're keeping clean sheets against Aston Villa, Man City or Liverpool. I just can't see it.
But Estupiñán does have the attacking threat.
He does indeed. But so does Cash. So
yeah,
does
no,
Destiny,
agree.
Adoghi. Yep. So does some of the other defenders. So, FPL Gated, this stream is supposed to be a Q&A, but it's the only stream funnier than the FPL Juice Show. The FPL Juice Show is hilarious. If anyone hasn't watched the FPL Juice Show, do check them out, because Ash and Nick are brilliant over there. But
I'm going on Juice in a few weeks.
Good. Nice. Well, into the studio.
Yeah, they invited me, and I was like, yeah, I'll come.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
They've had some big names. And I think Mark's due to go in at some point. I'd love to see him do their smelling salts challenge.
I don't know what they're going to make me do. I'm slightly scared.
Smelling salts or the pickle juice, hot pickle juice challenge.
I don't really want any of these things. But it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. What else we got?
Just to bring this up, it is actually a Q&A. We have answered questions. It's not supposed to be.
We've answered loads of questions. And they haven't been about Pokemon.
It's just a fun Q&A.
Fun, just having fun, just vibing.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la. someone we haven't talked about. Here we go.
Who we got?
Oh, I've lost it.
Oh, Hang God. On. Here you go. Here comes a tech issue.
Hang on. stall. Where is it?
What have you done?
There was a question about your favourite player.
Who?
Hang on, I'm trying. Where is it? My eyes aren't working.
Hang on, I'll play some holding music. La 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 la. Can you hurry up? I can't think of a TikTok.
I just can't understand where it is. Can someone ask a question about Darwin again, please? Because
Nunes.
Nunes, exactly. I knew you'd be up for it. I just can't find it. I literally saw a question. It said Alvarez or Darwin.
Is Nunes the best player in the world? Is that what it said?
No, it said
Alvarez or Nunes.
It says Alvarez or Nunes, but I just cannot find it. Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. I thought it was sooner than that. FPL Alexander-Arnold, Alvarez or Darwin on wildcard. So firstly, what do you think of Darwin, Sam?
I love Darwin.
I know you do.
I think Darwin's a really good pick. Gamer. The only problem that I see with Darwin is the week after the international break, because he will not start him. Because Liverpool got the early kickoff again and he's South American. He never starts the South American. So you know he's not going to start that week. But the Liverpool fixtures are so nice.
Yeah.
And I think if you are... So that was on wildcard question. If you were on wildcard, I would double up on Salah and Darwin and not have Alvarez.
Ooh, interesting.
If you're not on wildcard and you can only afford one of them...
I hadn't even considered it.
What? Doubling up on Liverpool?
Well, I had put a wildcard team together with Darwin in, but it was alongside Alvarez. I hadn't considered Darwin over Alvarez.
Just, I think that, you know, the next few weeks, like, don't get me wrong, I've only just bought Alvarez in. I'm not planning to sell him this week. But next week I might, because they've got Arsenal, and then the fixtures are mixed for Man City. And also, they've got the Champions League to contend with as well. So I'm looking at that thinking... Might be some rotation. Well, there will be some rotation there. I know that Alvarez so far has avoided rotation and that's been brilliant. But I am looking at that going, the Liverpool fixtures look so good. And he's playing so well. And Klopp's saying nice things about him at the moment. I'm not doing it this week against Spurs, although I think he could do well actually against Spurs. I think the way that Liverpool play and the way that Spurs play, it will be a fascinating game. It will just be goals, I think, in that game. I think both sides will score probably quite a few goals. But next week, I'm definitely looking at it.
Mm. Yeah, I do sense that with a lot of people, not you, I mean, maybe me, is that we all say, oh yeah, Darwin, he's fun, he's going to be great, let's get him in. And then none of us have the bottle to actually to go for him. Speaking of bottles, what's in your bottle?
What's in it? Water.
Stephen Amos says, what's in your bottle?
Just water. Gin. It's my Premier League one.
Straight gin. Oh, get the jumper out.
Hang on. Here we go.
Oh la la. Premier League bottle. Very nice.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's a chilly one.
I haven't been given one of those, so yeah.
You're not on the list. To be fair, I wasn't given this either.
You steal it?
No. Oh. Why would I steal it?
You're a thief?
No, when Lee was working in his old job, he used to work with the Premier League on other stuff and they gave him two. So one for me, one for him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, so it's actually not mine. It's just that he's got them.
So you stole it from Lee?
No, we've got two. He's got one as well.
Yeah. Stole it.
He gave it to me. I'm his wife. I can't really steal from him. What's his is mine and what's mine is his.
Just no choice runner. But to, yeah. Take the kids in the bottle. final question then. You haven't really talked about Spurs too much on this. A couple of mentions of Son.
It's unusual, isn't it? But it's
the FPL family derby.
It is.
This weekend? You stressed? Spurs v Liverpool?
No, I feel quite good.
Yeah?
3-2 Spurs.
3-2 Spurs, okay.
And I'm feeling good.
I think a draw.
That's what Lee thinks.
Yeah. I think there'll be goals. 2-2 draw?
That's what Lee said yesterday, yeah. 2-2 draw.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's always high scoring. It's always stressful. It usually ends up with me threatening to divorce Lee.
Sure.
I don't know if we should watch it together. I did say that last night. We were recording a podcast together and I said, I think one of us should go out.
Mm.
I was sort of hoping that my uncle wasn't going to come down for the game because then I could have gone in his seat. Mm. But it looks like we're going to be watching it at home together. So I think I might sit in a different room.
Yeah. He was pretty bad during the Newcastle-Liverpool game when I came over and watched that.
Yeah, and he's like that. But then I'll be honest, Az, you're glad you weren't with me during the North London derby. He'd gone to the Emirates on Sunday. So I was at home with the kiddies watching it. And they EB just kept looking at me like I was absolutely mental because I just kept shouting stuff at the TV. She was like, at one point she went, "Mummy, are you going to have a heart attack?"
Yes, darling.
Come on, right. But I have run out of water. Would you like to fill up my bottle? She was like, "Okay, mummy." She went off and did it. But she's so funny because whenever Spurs score, she knows I go absolutely insane. And she comes to me and ever since she was little, I pick her up and I throw her around. But she's getting quite big now, as you know. So to pick her up and chuck her about now is quite hard. And I'm there. My back.
Oh, I'm getting so old.
I know, I'm so old. It's my birthday soon, as I'm getting even older.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. I had to go to the physio the other day for an arm injury from playing tennis 2.5 years ago.
Honestly, what is with us?
It just hasn't healed. You're under 30. Enjoy it while it lasts.
You're significantly younger than me. I'm telling you, I'm feeling it at the minute.
Yeah, we're broken. It's fine. I think my body just is in tune with my FPL performances.
If I hadn't been to hair and makeup this morning, I would look like the little old lady from, I don't know, Frozen or something. Nice. I don't know if there is a little old lady in Frozen. I think there is.
A Disney old lady.
One of the ones, like the one, the Wicked Witch, who comes with the apple to Snow White.
Well, I think we'll leave everyone with that lovely image.
With that image.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you all for tuning in to the Q&A. Do give us a like if you haven't already. Do make sure you're subscribed to the Scout channel. David Monday in the chat. He's doing loads of videos, as is Harry, as is loads of other people. Praz, such great videos on Scout. And do check out the members area as well, if you haven't already, to check out the player comparisons, fixture ticker, planners, all that kind of good stuff. But Sam and I will be back next week. Maybe I'll have wildcarded. Maybe I won't.
I bet you have.
Who knows? You think I will have done?
If you come back here next... In fact, don't come back here next week if you've still got Chilwell on your team. Don't come back.
No, Chilwell... If I don't wildcard, it's definitely Chilwell to Trippier.
Okay. You can come back next week then.
That's good. I'll remember that when I bring in Morris last minute tomorrow. Good.
Right. For a hit.
I know, for a hit, probably. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Right, thank you, Sam. Thank you, everyone, for watching. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.